Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
One of the things we need to recognize as we're looking at this current vaccine debate because of RFK Jr. is in the context of the rise of AI cognition, okay? We have vaccines that achieve the mass dumbing down of human cognition by causing neurological damage, essentially soft lobotomies, by injecting people with brain-damaging substances that includes aluminum, which is used in vaccines as part of the adjuvants, and also mercury, which is used in some flu shots, but not all, just some of them. And there are other toxic substances that are used in vaccines that also promote neurological damage. Now, because of vaccines, the human race is being dumbed down cognitively while AI is rapidly advancing in cognition to human equivalent level, or in some cases now, beyond human level. Now, if you had a goal in society, if you were globalist and you wanted to replace humans with robots, you would want to do exactly this. You would want to dumb down the humans and then exterminate them with depopulation injections to make way for replacing them with robots, robots that would be, of course, obedient to the demands of the globalists. So what do we see happening? Well, vaccines dumbing down humans, exterminating humans, achieving depopulation, at the same time that the rise of AI is going beyond human intelligence. So the replacement, the great replacement of the human race has already begun. And the vaccine industry is a big part of it. And this is one reason why people like Senator Elizabeth Warren or Senator Bernie Sanders are pushing so aggressively to protect Big Pharma, because they're on board with the depopulation extermination agenda. They want to replace humans with machines. And, you know, interestingly, the argument for that includes replacing U.S. senators. I've made this argument. I've said that AI is smarter than a typical U.S. senator. And there's no doubt that's the case. I've used DeepSeek reasoning model to generate policy statements, to think through problems and propose solutions in terms of, you know, regulatory environment or banning direct-to-consumer drug advertising, all kinds of things. The reasoning models are smarter than the senators. They're smarter, you know, academically. They're smarter than all of us. They can do more math than we can. They can solve more science problems, more chemistry problems, etc. So the DeepSeek model has already exceeded human cognition for most humans. And even for humans who are super intelligent in certain specific areas, such as mathematics or chemistry or physics or what have you, well, they're not an expert in every area. Whereas the AI reasoning models, they are experts in every area. So you could say, well, there's still some math problems that only humans can solve. Okay, but the humans that can solve those math problems don't know jack about nutrition, do they? They don't know jack about, you know, how to replace a car engine or whatever. You know, their skills are very, very narrow. Whereas AI has expert level knowledge in every area in which it has been trained. And that could be everything. That can be all of human knowledge. Now, the more aggressively the vaccines dumb down humans, the easier it is for the globalists to call for replacing humans with AI, because they can point to the humans and say, look how dumb they are, which is actually accurate. You know, look how stupid they are because they've been brain damaged. Thus, we need to replace them with AI. We need to replace the mayors. We need to replace the governors. We need to replace, you know, members of Congress, what have you. Now, when globalists propose that, that's because they want to control the AI that replaces the humans. So they still want central control. They don't want fair AI that actually relies on logic and reason. They want basically AI puppets that are obedient to their agendas. Whereas I don't want that at all, obviously. But I'm open to the idea of always having an option to request an AI judge in a courtroom, for example. Whereas, you know, there's a human judge that's assigned to the case, but if you wanted to, you could say, I don't trust this human judge. The judge is too biased. I want an AI judge. And the AI judge would be, if it's, you know, if it's an open source AI that's actually fair, it would be far more fair than any human being, because the AI machine, you know, it doesn't have jealousy. It doesn't hate conservatives, doesn't hate white people. It's not filled with hatred. You know, it doesn't have a memory of the way somebody mistreated it in the past. You know, the AI engine is just carrying out the rule of law in a fair and non-discriminatory fashion. That's really all there is to it. It's very much by the book. That's the way AI operates. So in some cases, you would want an AI judge because you get a much better or more fair trial. And so you could see AI handling a lot of things like that, a lot of decision-making in municipalities or being like a city manager. I can see AI city managers coming online, you know, very soon here, very soon, because AI can handle a lot of projects. AI is very good at being middle managers, which is really what a city manager is. It won't be long before you're going to have entire cities that are run by AI systems. And then at some point, you know, you'll have corporations that are run by AI. You might have one person still at the top, but all the middle managers will be replaced by AI, etc. And in this scenario that the globalists envision, they need a way to get rid of billions of what they consider to be useless eaters. And so how do they get rid of billions of useless eaters? That's easy. Convince them all to line up and take more jabs. Hence the vaccines, the depopulation bioweapons. And so, of course, right now they're trying to roll out bird flu scare stories. Be afraid, be afraid. And then they'll roll out a vaccine. Good thing we had this vaccine ready. Everybody line up and take the jab. You know, everybody that's stupid enough to believe that, they'll line up, they'll take the jab. And then they'll die. I mean, a lot of them will die. And others will just die sooner. And the younger ones will be infertile. And so, you know, over time, the globalists have achieved their goal. They've gotten rid of most of the humans, replaced them with machines. That's what's unfolding right now. We are in that scenario. This is not hypothetical. I'm documenting it. Like, you're living this. I mean, if you don't believe me, just look around. How many humans did you know that were alive in 2019 that are no longer living? Who got killed by the hospitals, killed by the ventilators, killed by the jabs, right? That's, from the globalist point of view, those are all victories. That's mission accomplished, man. The extermination and replacement is underway. They're getting it done. Now they're going to shift it into high gear here. And sort of related to this, we really hardly need any humans in government at all. I'm sure you saw the survey, but only 6% of federal workers show up to the office and actually work a 40-hour work week in an office. I mean, 94% of federal workers don't even work, or they pretend to work from home. We all know how that goes. You could fire 94% of the federal workforce and have essentially no drop in productivity, if you want to call it that, of what the federal government does. I wouldn't call it productivity because they're mostly just wasting money and lording over the people as tyrants. But you could fire 19 out of 20 federal workers and not hurt the federal government in terms of getting things done. And for the 1 out of 20 that is still working, you could replace most of those people with AI. You could do that right now. The AI agents exist right this very minute to replace most of those workers. So frankly, you don't really need any humans in government, or very, very few. You know, probably fewer than 1,000 federal government human beings in the entire government, not counting the military, but I mean in the bureaucracy. You could have 1,000 people or under that, and then all the rest is AI to run everything, you know, to run the government departments. But I think a better option is just end all the government departments at the federal level. I mean, we don't need an FDA. We don't need a DEA. We don't need a CDC. We don't need an ATF. We don't need an EPA, you know, on and on. We don't need any of those agencies. All they do is terrorize the American people. All they do is interfere with innovation. I mean, the FDA is just sold out to Big Pharma. The DEA runs the drugs. you know, it just goes on and on. The EPA is an embarrassment to all of human existence, declaring, you know, photosynthesis to be bad and wanting to ban carbon dioxide that's used in photosynthesis. Like, plants are bad, you know. It just axed the whole agency, man. Just eliminate it from the whole budget. If you want an agency, yeah, fire all the humans, replace them with AI anyway. It's not like the humans are making any sense. So that's my take, but I just want to explain the big picture here, which is that vaccines are designed to achieve depopulation to make way for the globalist-controlled AI replacements that at first will just be in the computers on the desktops. It won't even be humanoid robots at first, but then a couple years later, it's going to be, you know, humanoid robots all over the place. You'll have more robots than humans in a lot of workplaces, especially Amazon.com fulfillment centers. It'll be mostly robots. So the bottom line, get ready for mass extermination agendas to be rolled out. It can include all kinds of things. Interestingly, I actually think that the future can be bright for those of us who know what's coming and who are able to navigate it and who are able to still remain fully human with our innovation, inspiration, creativity, and our faith in God. We can actually survive all of this. We can thrive. We can do well. But that does not describe the general masses of people who are not going to do well. They're going to be exterminated, many of them, if not most of them. Because, you know, they're too busy watching, you know, celebrity music videos or whatever to even bother listening to podcasts like this. They are absolutely clueless to what's coming. They have no idea that they're being replaced by robots and they're being systematically exterminated. And many of them will go along with the jabs and they will just commit vaccine suicide. And that's exactly what the globalists want. So real estate's going to go down a lot. Parking will become more available. The highways will be more freed up, but also there won't be as much money to repair them. You know, the whole human population thing on our planet, like 8 billion people right now, that's max. You know, it's going to go way down from here by billions. And when all is said and done over the next few years, I don't know, I'm guessing maybe we end up with 5 or 6 billion human beings. Maybe they only kill a billion. I'm not exactly sure. But if the globalists don't exterminate at least a billion people, I'll be shocked. They might exterminate 2 billion people, maybe 3, possibly even 4 billion. That would be like 1 out of 2 people in the world gone. And maybe if the globalists don't hit their milestones, they'll just turn the robots against us, you know? You have to fight the drones. Now we're in Skynet territory. You know, trying to wrap up Terminator robots with steel cables to trip them or whatever. Flamethrowers, the whole deal. Robot apocalypse. We could be in that in a few years. We'll just have to see where it all goes. In the meantime, stay informed, stay awake, stay aware. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com and the founder of Brighteon.ai, which is our free AI model that's designed to help you survive. It's called Enoch. It comes out March 1st. It's free of charge, open source. You can download it from Brighteon.ai. Sign up there for the email list. And you'll find it to be a very powerful tool for helping you survive and thrive no matter what happens. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Take care.
Folks, because of weather weaponization and attacks on the food supply chain around the world, coffee prices are skyrocketing. This is just true everywhere. Coffee is going up 40% from our own suppliers here at healthrangerstore.com. As a result, the current inventory of coffee that we have, which is just world-class, laboratory-tested, certified organic, we are not raising the price on it, but this is the last batch of various coffee products that we have at the current prices. Everything's going up around the world. So I'm showing what we have here. We've got the coffee bean products that are ultra delicious, hand roasted, fair trade. We've also got the instant coffee, certified organic, in the pouches as well as the number 10 cans. You're going to absolutely love the taste and the cleanliness of this coffee because we just go to great lengths to source, you know, fair trade, ultra clean coffee products. Now, if you go to healthrangerstore.com/coffee, it will show you what we have available. All the different packs. Here's the organic hand roasted whole bean coffee, decaffeinated from Honduras. And we've got here the El Guapo blend and some other blends that we have all available. Check it out. healthrangerstore.com/coffee. The prices that you see right now, this is the last of these prices, okay? I just want to make that clear. Coffee prices are going up around the world. The cost of our raw materials is going up 40%. I don't know what that means about the prices of our products coming up, but they're going to be substantially higher. It's just the way it is everywhere. Our price increase on the coffee will go into effect on February 4th, as shown on our screen here. February 4th at 2 p.m. Central Time. That's very exact. Our prices go up. So until then, you can get all of our coffee products at the current price, which is below the existing market price now. But we're not raising the cost on the products we already have. But we will have to charge more beginning February 4th as we bring in our new raw materials and make new product for you. So take advantage of this before February 4th. And that's the best price you'll ever see on some of the best quality coffee in the world. Nevertheless, we have so many other products available at healthrangerstore.com, including this new product, the Instant Organic Creamy, Buttery, Cheesy, where did that go? Mashed potatoes, here it is, with really pure, natural, simple ingredients, all organic, all laboratory tested. People are loving that formula. And we have so much more collagen supplements that are available, also super delicious, oxidative stress. And if you scroll down on the homepage there at healthrangerstore.com, you can see all the different categories: preparedness, supplements, personal care, food and beverage, and also home products for your home, laundry detergent, body soap, other liquid soaps. And we've also got, toothpaste as well. That's ultra clean and really pure, simple ingredients. So check it all out. You can shop by health goals. You can shop by what's back in stock. All of this is available now. HealthRangerStore.com. And remember that every purchase helps support us here at Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com, so we can continue to bring you the news of the world in a pro-human format, which is really important. And also we can build platforms for human freedom, such as Brighteon.com and our new upcoming AI model. Let me bring that up, Brighteon.ai. If you go to Brighteon.ai, and if you scroll down there on the right-hand side, enter your email address right here, and we will email you when this model is available on March 1st. You'll be able to download it and use it for free in perpetuity. It's non-commercial, but you can use it for commercial purposes if you wish. But I mean, it's not commercial on our side. We don't charge you anything for it, and there's no advertising at all. No fee, completely free. So enjoy that at Brighteon.ai, and visit me on Brighteon.social as well as Brighteon.io. And you can follow my interviews, podcasts, and videos at Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for your support.